He sat down at Kiana's table and opened up with a $1,000 bet. The cards kept getting hotter, and he worked his way into a groove, moving up to the $2,000 limit. Pretty soon, he had three hands out, and he had almost forgotten about the Rio and New York, New York. Then Kiana jerked her hand toward her head, spilling her drink all over the table in the process. Kevin looked up in time to see, walking toward him, one of the pit bosses he knew from his very first trip to the casino. The man's name was Robert Steiner, and he had once even invited Kevin to invest in a non-casino-related business he had started. Short, balding, with wide blue eyes and chubby round shoulders, he was a family man, with two kids getting ready to head to college, and a wife who dealt cards during the day shift. Kevin was already out of his seat and moving away from the table when Steiner reached him. He smiled as affably as possible, reaching out to shake the pit boss's hand. Steiner shook back, but his grip was limp, and had a confused look on his face. "Jackie, we've got a little problem." Kevin tried to remain cocky, in character. "Am I taking too much of your money? You know I'll blow it all back at the craps table." Steiner looked pained. "We can't have you hopping from table to table anymore." Kevin raised his eyebrows. He couldn't believe he'd been pegged as a card counter here, in Chicago. If they didn't want him moving around, they thought he was either back counting the shoes or working with teammates. Steiner was breaking it to him gently because he was a friend, but Kevin was effectively on his way to being barred. "This is crazy," Kevin said, feigning indignance. "I've been playing here for years." "Maybe it's the guys you're hanging out with. Maybe they're the problem, not you." Kevin swallowed, his throat dry. "What are you talking about? I came here alone." Steiner pointed past Kevin's shoulder at Fisher, who was sitting at a table at the edge of the gaming area, pretending to focus on his cards. "You don't know that guy?" Kevin glanced at Fisher, then back at Steiner. "Never seen him before. Why would you think that?" Steiner scanned the crowd, spotted Martinez standing next to a table by the entrance. "What about him?" Now Kevin's fingers were twitching at his sides. "What the hell is going on, Rob? You know me, I always play alone." Steiner shrugged. His tone was rapidly shifting from reluctant to annoyed. "Maybe it's some sort of mistake. But they made the call upstairs. You can't hop tables anymore. Just between you and me, I think it's time for you and your friends to pack up and get the hell out of here." Kevin stood there for a full beat, trying to think of something to say. Then he turned and headed for the exit.